wake up.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
And a good morning to you, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM, as we catch you on a Tuesday. Yeah, still paralyzed, the NFL is, on the Tom Brady situation. If he stays in New England, if he decides he doesn't want to leave New England, he wants to go around looking for other jobs. And it's keeping everybody in check, right? If you've got a quarterback and you want to be in the Brady sweepstakes, well, what do you do? There is a report that Jameis Winston is going to be out at Tampa Bay. Now, listen, I understand. We all look at Jameis Winston and see just an interception machine. But you know what? When he's good, he's pretty good. When he's bad, he's so bad, it's unbelievable. It's that kind of relationship where you're in where it's really great, but it's also really terrible. It's not even. It's not boring. It's not regular. It's just always at the extreme. That's what Jameis Winston is for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Are the Buccaneers in play for Tom Brady? Who knows? Are the Colts in play? Who knows? Are the Titans in play? Who knows? There is so much speculation floating out there, but there's one thing that is consistent and is known, is that the inability to really predict or narrow this down because there's so many questions has really limited teams in terms of where they really want to go at the quarterback position. Indianapolis is a perfect example. Jacoby Brissett doesn't seem to be the answer. Does that mean Phillip Rivers shows up there? What about Winston himself if Tampa Bay is going to move on? And if they are going to move on from Winston, where are they going to go in the quarterback race? Are they going to start all over again? Will they try to get Phillip Rivers? I mean, the questions are really starting to flow, and a lot of it is because Brady's been pretty quiet. It's funny, if he had simply, if the reports coming out of the Brady camp, if you will, were basically like, hey, guess what? We know for sure he's leaving New England. We don't know where. But he's absolutely not going to stay with the Patriots. At least there would be some movement and some idea. Patriots would be going in another direction. They would, you know, but we don't know where he's going to go. He could stay and this could all be for naught, or he could leave and really set the dominoes rolling in the quarterback race. It just goes to show you there's just not enough guys that can do this so well that you can just figure out, yeah, it doesn't really matter. There's just plenty of guys who can do it, because there isn't.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Alrighty, thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. So I woke up to a sound of a tornado blasting through the city of Nashville, which is, I just find that absolutely terrifying. But I didn't get the tornado where I live. I got very high winds, and then I woke up, and then when I went and looked it up, an area of East Nashville had been pretty devastated by a tornado. Tornadoes are scary. They are scary. They hit. There's high winds. There's like, it sounds like a locomotive. It's, you know, got to go underground.
Did you throw a bottle at it?
Yeah, did I throw a bottle and it didn't hit the ground?
That's right.
Said, have a drink. Didn't hit the ground.
I wonder, you know, not to make light of the situation, but I wonder if anyone has ever tried that.
All right. I don't understand how you can get so close. I don't understand how you can get close enough, like, without, like, it's, again, it's,
if you're behind it, it's moving away from you, maybe.
I guess maybe. But I would just think it's like anything else. Like, there's the storm, the actual twister, but then the extra stuff that are around it are still dangerous.
Well, there's got to be debris.
Right. That's what I worry about.
You know, cows flying around.
Yeah. Picks it up and starts throwing it around a little bit.
Houses tumbling over like blocks.
So my family must just be completely oblivious to this kind of stuff, because I was like,
it was probably around 1:30 in the morning when I remember going, oh my God, that whatever that is, what is that? It was ripping through. There was this huge wind, just huge. You know, the kind of wind where you go, that's not normal. Yeah. That's not normal.
The house is kind of shaking.
Yeah. Where you're like, that's ripping through. And I remember going, oh wow. And I looked around and my house was just like, nobody thought the same. Nobody was like, hey, what's that? I heard this. Nobody. And I'm like, thank God. They test the sirens in my town every first Saturday of the month, which is really weird because it'll be like a beautiful day and we'll be out doing some yard work. And then you'll hear, right, just through the town. You're like, all right, I can hear it. Turn it off now. And then they run that for a few minutes and then you go, okay. But I didn't hear it last night. I didn't know if they had one. I don't know if we were even close enough to be alerted by it, but whatever it was, we got some wind. But we didn't lose power. We didn't lose anything like that. So, but still, it's just, you know, seeing the devastation this morning on the news was pretty terrible. Absolutely terrible. All right, so I started the hour by talking about the Tom Brady situation because, listen, it's kind of gripping the NFL right now. We don't know where teams are going to go and thinking about where their quarterback situation is going to be. Look, I'm like a lot of you. I don't want to get into huge speculation on the Brady thing yet. I know it's a little, it was fun in the very beginning, but now it doesn't feel like it has a point, right? If I could sit here and tell you that I think the Chargers are a fantastic fit, but I don't know. I don't know what Brady's thinking. I don't know what he wants because he's been so quiet and there hasn't been a lot of good leaks from his camp. You know, you can get this in any other sport where Bryce Harper is a pending free agent, but there'll be just enough leaks to indicate, oh, he likes this or he likes that or he likes this. And then he can shock us all by going to this team. There doesn't seem to be that with Brady. There's just nothing but speculation. The Titans are a good fit if they can sign Derrick Henry, or, you know, he could go play for the Raiders out in Las Vegas because John Gruden would really like him. Or look at what Tampa Bay just did. They're going to part ways with Jameis Winston. There's an opportunity down in Florida. There's nothing to feel like there's any meat to this. And the biggest caveat of them all is, does he want to stay in New England? Does he want to stay with the Patriots? And he's using this as more of a, guys, it's not a new deal per se, but I just want you to respect what I've done for this organization, maybe a little more than you're doing. Maybe that's a message to Belichick, not so much to Kraft. I have no clue. None at all.
But isn't this what we talked about, too, a couple months ago now? That this is what the conversation is going to be about the offseason. Doesn't matter about any other player, their free agent status. I mean, you know, Philip Rivers is a free agent. We kind of talk about him, but all the focus is like Tom Brady needs to decide if he's staying or going, and then the rest of the NFL can get back to normal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're a team that right now is looking at your quarterback and you're saying, look, I'm not comfortable with this going forward. Right, I'm not comfortable with the guy that's under center. We either need to find somebody else or part ways with the guy that's currently at that position, like the Chargers did, like Tampa Bay is reportedly doing now. You just want to dip your toe into the Tom Brady, you know, free agent swimming pool just to see if there's a possibility, yep, even if it's remote and doesn't have a chance. If you're the Colts, for example, and you're looking at Jacoby Brissett, and you're like, that's not going to work. I don't think it's going to work. Before you start making when the time is right, of course, when free agency opens, you're not going to just jump and get Philip Rivers or somebody else. You're going to see, wait a minute, let's just talk to the Brady camp. Maybe Brady immediately says, not that. No, I'm not going there. Great. At least we know. Now let's move on to plan A2, not even B, A2. Because you just want to have when it opens up, you want to have the initial conversation. You just want to have the initial feeling of, okay, you know what? I want to see what Tom Brady, where his head is right now. But this has been one of the biggest guessing games I've seen in free agency from the standpoint of nobody has any idea. He could be 85% sure that he's staying in New England, but enjoys the 15% of the speculation that is occurring. Maybe he's playing a power game with Belichick, where he wants Belichick to just come to him in a way that he's never come to Brady before. And he's getting all the love from Robert Kraft. I mean, Kraft has been more than willing to go public with how much he wants Brady to stay and stay for whatever term of his career he's got left. But maybe he wants to hear it from Belichick and is just saying, you know what? I'm never going to leave New England, but I want my coach to say these words to me. I don't know, like some sort of weird relationship. Maybe that's the case. Or maybe he is just going, look, I'm 42. I only have a few more years left in this. I want to see what playing in other cities is like, playing for other people is like. You know, when you think about it, think about this for a second. How many guys in the National Football League who have had 20-year careers can say they have played under only one head coach their entire time? I can't imagine that list is five guys deep, you know, in the last 30 years.
No,
if you're in the league for 20 years, chances are you have played for multiple teams with multiple coaches. And I'm telling you, does Brady want to, and again, this is the big question. Does Brady want to finish this out? Right? Never, ever, ever be an NFL quarterback again in a couple of years when that day comes where he is never going to be a quarterback again. Does he want to say, I am glad I was with one team and one coach the entire time, with all the success that they've had? Or does he want to say, you know what? I would have loved an opportunity to have played for this guy or that city, in front of that fans, whatever it is. And if that's the case, then he's not going back to New England under any circumstances. But if he's just playing the game that you want to play, then he's doing it great, because people in Nashville haven't stopped speculating about the Titans, despite some reports that the Tennessee is probably out of the mix. I'm sure in Vegas, there's still a conversation about him coming there. I'm sure in LA, amongst the Charger fans of Los Angeles, the four or five that gather every Tuesday, I'm sure they've discussed the same thing. And I wonder if the conversation is occurring in Tampa with what Peter King is reporting about Jameis Winston. Like, if Winston is gone, we're not moving on anybody until we hear from possible the Tom Brady camp about coming here. I don't know. And it really is, like you said, it's handcuffing everything. Nobody can make a move. Well, obviously nobody can make a move now. Don't get me wrong. Nobody can do anything yet. But when that time comes, nobody can even speculate until they know where Brady is heading. And then after that, we go. So, like I said at the top of the hour, because there aren't enough people that can play this position really, really well, a 42, 43-year-old quarterback is now the crown jewel of the free agent market. I mean, that's crazy. As great as Brady is and as much success as he has, think about people just wanting this guy for one or just two seasons. Because, man, I'm telling you right now, when Father Time hits him, it might hit him so hard your head will spin. But if you can squeeze out a good year, maybe two, out of this guy before he gets hit over the head by Father Time, it's worth it. It's worth to strip down anything you might be building up. They have no more patience for the growth of Jameis Winston. He's going to throw 30 touchdowns and 30 picks. He is going to throw four touchdowns a game, and he's going to throw four pick six in a game. That's just the way he's going to be. I don't care who grabs him. I don't care. I think this is just part of his DNA. But at the same time, Tom Brady is holding all of the quarterback free agent discussions, right? Because we're not into free agency yet. Discussions hostage because nobody has any idea where he might be heading. Even the people are on the inside know. Peter King points this out in his column. He says, Jeff Darlington of ESPN is one of the closest reporters to the Brady camp. King said he's inner circle close. Not just on the periphery close. Inner circle close. And the only thing that Darlington can assess about it is he would be shocked if Brady stays in New England. But he can't guarantee that Brady won't go back to New England. And that's it. And that's all you're getting.
I find it very annoying. I've almost like pompous of Brady. at the same time.
Well, I mean, he can't really say what he wants to do.
I know, but I could say that.
So, but yeah, of course. But he can't really tip his hand, but he, I don't know. It's, you know.
It's so patriot of him to not speak out. I mean, the only thing that's missing is if people were to ask him, he'll go like, well, we're on to the draft.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's just.
Right.
Just, I mean.
We're on to the draft.
It's one thing not to say anything. I get that. You know, you don't really want to tip your hand. But at the same time, it's another thing to constantly hint or not hint, if you will. I mean, you know, we had that story when Ben Affleck and Matt Damon texted Brady.
Right.
And all he delivered back was a shoulder shrug.
Yeah.
Emoji. And that was it. It was just, you know, the shoulder shrug. Do you want to stay in New England? Shoulder shrug.
Yeah, maybe. Like,
I don't know. Maybe.
Don't you get the feeling if you wanted to stay in New England, there would be enough people going, man, he's good.
Yeah, I mean, this is what it is. I mean, if you wanted to stay in New England, why can't you just come out and say, you know what? Hey, you know, I love it here. I love the Patriots. I love, you know, I have history here. This is a great organization, and we're trying to work something out.
Yeah, exactly.
And just leave it at that. And then that way we sit there and go, okay, well, they're trying to work on something. Well, let's move on to another free agent. Let's give him his due.
Right.
Instead, we're sitting here like, does Brady want to stay? Brady's in Syracuse with Julian Edelman and Jimmy Fallon. Text or FaceTiming Mike Vrabel. What does
yeah,
that
Mike
mean?
Vrabel. Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's what was buzzing here, right?
Of course.
But again, you don't know. First of all, I said, and I told a friend of mine of this yesterday. I said, look, if you read into that they're discussing possibly going to he's discussing the Patriots. You, if that's your first thought, that's probably part of what the media is doing. But in reality, he's really tight with Vrabel. He'd call him anyway. I mean, there's no tampering here or anything like that. He's probably just having a conversation with an old teammate and a friend.
You know, maybe, what if it's something like him and Julian are, you know, making fun of him? Poking fun, saying, hey, man, you should be here. You know, we just saw so-and-so. We just did this. Hey, or do you remember that time, like, reminiscing about an old story? Or maybe, you know, Edelman never played with Vrabel, right?
Right.
I mean,
Edelman, maybe. I don't know. I don't think so.
But Vrabel might have been a coach.
Right.
When Edelman was on the team, and maybe they all hung out with each other.
Yeah, they know. Yeah, exactly.
You know, what if it was one of those situations just calling up, like, hey, you remember that restaurant we went to? And it's just that something that simple.
Exactly. All right, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. Glad you could be with us here on Tuesday coming up. Former Astro says he would return that ring. Who is saying that next? SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM. On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, say big during the O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Days Sale, with great deals on socket sets, wrenches, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you need the right tools for the job, and this is your opportunity. Right now, get a 57-piece quarter-inch drive ratchet socket and bit set, just $24.99, plus double O-Rewards points, which means you'll get to your next reward even faster. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, so former Astros closer Ken Giles says, now with the Blue Jays, I will give up my World Series ring if they ask me to. I got a question. Why don't you just give it up if you don't like it, if you're embarrassed by it?
Yeah, why
do you have to be asked by Major League Baseball to give you a World Series ring up? Why don't you just sell it on eBay or, I don't know, give it to charity or just get rid of it? Why are you willing to give it away and only if you are asked? Now, Giles says he was blindsided by all this during the 2017 World Series, and rightfully so. He was in the bullpen, and because he doesn't bat, he was not part of this conversation. Now, do you buy that though? Do you buy that a guy? Look, he's not in the dugout. He doesn't take at bats. He's in the bullpen. Pitchers are sometimes, you know, they're on their own island sometimes. But do you think he spent a whole season with these guys and had no idea they were banging trash cans?
Of course. I mean, when you're sitting in a ballpark and when you're at home and you just hear weird banging
right, you
sounds,
just chalk it up to.
Yeah, I always chalk it up to like, man, Minute Maid Park is not what it used to be.
Wow, what are they doing? What is that sound? Why is that so annoying?
I mean, it's kind of funny. Like, I do take in a few Astro games a year, but I do remember, you know, sitting there sometime and just hearing banging.
And not thinking anything of it.
But I never thought anything of it.
Sure.
I wasn't there every single day. I just thought, I was like, all right, you know, well, you know, somebody's just, you know, maybe it's just the roof settling. My house makes noises. I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder about, like, the season ticket holders that are there every day. Do they go, wow, what is that?
Why is that sound?
What is that sound? Why is that making noise? But look, I don't think if you're Ken Giles and you don't like the fact that you're a World Series champion, don't be a World Series champion. Just ship that ring to somebody.
Yeah.
Ask Tillman Fertitta if he wants to buy one.
Man, but you know what? He wasn't with the Astros in 2019. I was going to say, he's not saying he'll give up his AL East or AL champions ring.
No.
But he wasn't part of the team, so it doesn't matter.
So anyway, but I don't know. Here's my biggest thing with it, right? And listen, once it's out in the open, if guys want to feel remorse, guys want to feel remorse, right? Maybe it took Mike Fiers to speak out on this before anybody really spoke out on this. But if Giles is legit and he really says, look, you guys don't even begin to understand. I'm on the team, but I'm not really. I mean, I'm not with these guys all the time. I kind of do my own thing. I'm in the bullpen. I've got my own coaching, all that stuff. I would not even be in a conversation.
Himself.
Yeah. I would not be in a conversation of videoing signals and sending them by trash can. Okay. All right. That's fine. Then I would be like, look, I did my job. I did my part. If my team did some things that were against the baseball code, that'll be it. But, you know, whatever. But if he does not want to be part of this, like from a standpoint of owning a piece of memorabilia that makes him a World Series champion, then more than give it away. You don't need Major League Baseball to ask you for it. Major League Baseball is not going to do it. It creates more problems than it's worth. It really does. It really does. Yeah. Listen, you may be out there thinking they should strip this title. Trust me, it creates a lot more problems. It's just better if people remember that the 2017 World Series might have been tainted by this scandal rather than opening up your record books and seeing that a title was forfeited and nobody was champions of that year.
Yeah, because the one thing Major League Baseball does not want to do is set a precedent.
No, they don't. They don't. That's the problem.
I mean, you know, for years, they received backlash because Roger Maris, didn't he have an asterisk next to his home run record?
It was
always listed 61 and 60.
Yeah. I believe there once was, but there isn't anymore.
But I think
they did it once and then kind of just took it away.
The whole reasoning by it wasn't nefarious or anything. Was the fact that, oh, Roger Maris did it in more games.
Right. Right.
It's not the same thing. And it's like, well, okay, well, Babe Ruth, you know, if he had the luxury, would he have gone more than 60? We don't know.
Well, the other part is this is the problem the NCAA has when they start stripping Final Four appearances and championship banners and whatnot and telling you that what you saw didn't actually exist. The problem that you come out with is, like you said, it puts into question every championship because you feel like it's just a matter of time before we uncover something there. And next thing you know, nobody's the champion, right? Like, what if we find out that the 1984 Tigers did something wrong? Are we going to go back 35 years or whatever it was,
strip
36
them.
Years and strip their title and tell, you know, all of the Lou Whitaker and Alan Trammell and that, you know, Jack Morris, none of them won that championship. Like, you can't. You just have to live with your sins sometimes as a sports league. You just have to. The NFL doesn't do this. You know, the NFL doesn't say, well, two or three guys on the Packers championship team were later found out to have performance enhancing drugs, or somebody admitted into a book about, you know, whatever it was. You don't want to have an investigation unit of your league to go, are all these titles legit now? Because somebody might write a tell-all book about how the 86 Mets were all using pine tar illegally on their bats. Like, eventually you have to realize, look, we've crowned champions. History may view this differently. History may say otherwise. But as an organization, these are our champions. And how you view it is how you view it. But we go from there. SB Nation AM. We'll be right back.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, basketball season in full swing with both the NBA and college basketball and baseball's coming up. So get in the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline. Sign up today, get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, and you can start betting college and pro sports. And those wild proposition bets, too, like who will win the NBA MVP. And I know that tournament's going to have a bunch as well. Get the fastest-to-market odds updates and payouts with BetOnline, our new sportsbook partners. Head over to that website today. Use your mobile device. Join. Use the promo code SBNation55. That's SBNation55 to get your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Okay, this tornado in Nashville here, and I'm not trying to be all local, but now, like, I'm on Twitter, and now everybody's like, this school's closed, this school's closed, more storms are coming, right? Make sure you don't leave your house. It's only like, you know, it's only been a couple of hours, and people are already up. The news media is up this morning frantically trying to monitor the storms that are coming in. And it's Super Tuesday, and Tennessee is a state that's voting. So they trying to, is cancel, Mother Nature trying to election. Suppress democracy?
Yep, cancel the election.
Wow. Goodness.
What I need to know is the tornado pro-Trump or anti-Trump?
I know, right?
That seems maybe so. To be. That's what we need to know. Because is this a political move?
Yeah, that's true.
Did one side force this tornado to happen?
Exactly. Exactly. I did the whole Facebook marked safe thing.
Oh, thank God.
Well, here's the deal. I have like five people sending me chat messages wanting to know if I'm alive. I'm like, you see me active on Facebook, I'm alive. Okay.
You could have just left it open.
Yeah.
What if
it's my house collapsed, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing right now.
What if it was a burglar? You know, that's what you should respond to. Not just mark yourself safe. Hey, listen.
Right. Yeah, right. Good point.
Download the SB Nation Radio app. You'll hear my voice.
If you hear my voice, I'm good.
It's either good. That or I have a... one of those computers that mimics my voice and software.
Yeah,
And Skynet's taking over the world.
So what we've been told if a tornado hits, we have to go to the center of our house. We have a bathroom that is basically the interior, right in the center of the downstairs. They said that's the best place to go.
No basements?
No basements.
Do they really make houses with basements anymore?
If you're in low-lying water areas.
Right, but I feel like more and more houses are basement-free.
True, true. Now, I do have a friend here in not far from here that has a basement. And he had a nice little shelter thing going on. In fact, when I went over so years ago, his wife was, she's one of those, what's the right way to put this? She's one of those coupon people. Like
okay.
You know what I mean? She's got like a book of coupons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so she's mastered it. So she's like, oh, listen, I can buy one box of Cocoa Puffs and get 27 free, right? With some method. And she's really good at it. So they built like these shelves. I mean, I swear his downstairs is like a supermarket. It was
loaded. Ready.
So, you know, and he told me, he goes, look, we're not hoarders, you know, we're not doomsday people. He goes, she just knows, like, she knows what we like, and she knows how to get a lot of them really cheap. And I said, oh, cool. But he did say, he goes, right here in the corner is where we go when the siren goes, and this is the food we have, and this is really safe. So he's got a bed there that everybody can kind of be on and food.
There was a TV show about coupon saving. Did you ever catch one of those episodes?
I've
always been fascinated by, you know, watching these people go to the grocery store and they have, you know, carts full of food.
Right.
And the store is paying them $2.
Right. I've said that many times.
How did you ever do that?
I asked my wife this. I said, how does this work? I mean, do you know anything about this? She goes, kind of. Like, they have to get up, like, he told me this was back in 2012, so maybe times are different today with online coupons.
Yeah.
He said, like, she would get up on Sundays before they go to church, she'd buy, like, five or six newspapers. and then get the coupons out of the, you know, the coupon sections of the Sunday newspaper. And then she would cut them, and then she would organize them, and she would go through different sales and utilize the coupons versus the, it's a whole education.
Yeah. Hit the store up when it's double coupon day.
Right. Double coupon day and all that. She said she was a master at it. And I'm like, really? I said, so your food budget, which by the way, cripples me every 2 weeks when we go.
I can't stand it.
I was like, you don't even. He's like, no, she really saves us a lot of money. I go, well, God bless her. That's great. So anyway, he had a basement. Back to the original. He had a basement, and it was well-stocked and safe.
So now you know where to head. Is he close by?
Yeah. He's close enough, but he's not close enough that I would call him at like 1 o'clock going, hey, can I just lug my whole family over there?
You don't call. You just show up.
I just show up. And they got to let me in, right?
Yeah, you bang on the door just like Dorothy. just pray that somebody will let you in.
I love how in The Wizard of Oz they just gave up. Like, Dorothy! Dorothy! Yeah, we're done. We're done. Did you yell loud enough, Auntie M? Yeah. Did she hear you? I don't know. Get in.
Did she hear you over the freight train wind?
Right, exactly. Dorothy! That's enough. I'm out. Goodbye.
Going and what they think the banging was on the door.
Yeah, I know, right? She's They're down stomping. There nice and
was
safe.
Was Dorothy not stomping?
She's like, Toto! Oh, no! Bang, bang, bang! Let me in!
They're sitting down there playing cards, smoking cigars, having drinks, saying, that's a tornado party. And hear the banging. Oh, that's just a log.
I know. The guy who's the cowardly lion, he's like, I think I hear some noises up there. Shut up! Give me an ace! I'm sorry, I hear banging. No, you don't. It's just the wind. No, seriously, I hear a child up there. Don't open that door. She's on her own. She'll figure it out. Maybe the house will blow away to a magical land. God, it's amazing. So, yeah.
And she'll learn something from the experience and appreciate us more when she returns.
Exactly.
But let's keep the ruse up and pretend like, no, you were just asleep, Dorothy.
I know.
Or maybe you weren't. We don't know.
Yeah, tornadoes. God, it's scary. But it was pretty devastating.
Although I think, I've never been through a tornado, like a real tornado, but I think I'd prefer that over an earthquake.
Yeah, I would too. You've been through an earthquake. I mean, listen, I have not been through, like, I've lived here for a long time. I've not been through a tornado. I've been through tornado warnings, but I've never went, oh, here it comes. And I've never had that. But there was a small one last summer that was in our town, and it was small. It didn't really do any damage. It nicked a couple of buildings and didn't really do anything. But my son and his friend were outside. They were at this big, like, store mall-ish area, and they were having dinner, and people were saying, like, coming in, saying, oh my God, there's a tornado up there. You can see it from, it's down by the high school. And my son and his buddy's first instinct was to run outside and take a picture.
Of course.
And my wife went nuts.
You know what? I'm going to take both sides here.
Right.
Because if that was me, my first instinct would be to take a photo as well.
I mean,
but
they
if that
both.
Was my son, I would be, he would never be allowed to see the light of day again.
I know. My wife and his friend's mother were both livid. I mean, livid. And they both said, yeah, we were there. We were eating dinner. And he goes, and a couple of people came into the restaurant and they were screaming about this tornado. And we immediately, both of us, put our forks down and ran outside to take a picture.
I said, naturally.
You're crazy. I said, that's, did they think you were leaving with the check? And they go, no, a couple of people did. And I said, you mean to tell me a bunch of people just got out of their chairs at a restaurant and went outside to take a picture of a tornado? They're like, yeah, everybody was excited about it. It was right down the road. You could see it from the patio.
Yeah, you can't get mad at him. It's just mob mentality. Just going with the flow of traffic.
Exactly. No, I've been through a hurricane. I've been through two hurricanes, but I've never. Listen, when I tell you that I've been through an earthquake, I mean like a, what was that? Yeah. Oh, New Hampshire got a minor 3.2 earthquake. If you felt a little shaken, that's what it was. I haven't been through what you've been through in LA and Southern California.
I had a house rearranged.
Oh gosh. That must have been really petrifying.
Yeah.
Is it because you don't know when it's going to stop?
Well, it's both. What, first of all, you never know when it's going to come.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, it just all of a sudden your house just starts shaking and you don't know when it stops. I mean, the big one that I went through, the Northridge earthquake, which was a 6.8, 6.9, that lasted for about 41 seconds.
Wow.
And that was a long time. Be
Listen, we talk about this a lot when you work in radio. You know how long like 30 seconds is a minute.
Yep.
Like I've been in this business so long that if you were to tell me during a break, like you got 30 seconds, I know what I can do in 30 seconds. I can go here. I can grab something, whatever it is. 41 seconds is a long time.
That's like a long time.
To deal with something that's harrowing. That's a long time to deal with something where your heart rate is pounding and you don't know what's happening and you just want it to be over. Yeah, 41 seconds is a long time. That's nuts. But yeah, so, well, I'm sure as the day progresses, there'll be more news about.
Of course, especially when daylight hits and you're able to get more video on it.
Yeah, everybody's heading into work.
And photos on it. I mean, that area is probably going to be crawling with spectators because they just want to see the damage.
Exactly. All right, coming up next is a new GM of the Cincinnati Bengals. Well, sort of. I'll tell you next on SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, this hour of SB Nation Radio, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. This little bit of news from the NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals are going to franchise wide receiver A.J. Green, and it is being reported that they probably would have done it anyway, but there's an urging from a certain quarterback from LSU that wanted this to happen. That Joe Burrow may have paved the way for the franchising of A.J. Green. I love these kind of stories, you know, where it's like, yeah, gee, I really wish I had somebody to throw to that was really good and was, you know, one of the tops of his game. Just want to make sure you guys are doing the right thing to make sure you guys are keeping one of the guys I really want to throw to.
Yeah, that's funny.
So Burrow had said he wants Green as a passing option if Cincinnati drafts him. So Cincinnati made sure that he was going to be around for throw to when they draft him.
Now, are the Bengals tipping their hand with the first pick, the first overall pick?
Maybe so. They might be leaning towards the Joe Burrow factor.
We were going to franchise tag him anyway.
That's right. Yeah, of course. Green will make $18 million. Green was in that weird injury situation last year. Remember that one?
Yeah.
That story?
Blame Dayton.
Just to refresh your memory, A.J. Green was at the first They held a practice in Dayton, Ohio, at like the original, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the original NFL fields or something, from like celebrating the 100 years of NFL football. And so he was practicing and he got hurt on the turf. Although people said, the turf wasn't in bad shape. He just got hurt and he just, you know, missed pretty much the whole year. And it was just weird because, at first it was the turf was a problem. Then it was like, it wasn't, but still. But it was one of those injuries that, like, at first it was like, he's going to miss a couple of games. And it was like, he'll miss half the season. Then it was like, he's probably not coming back till November. And then it was, he's out for the whole year. He tore multiple ligaments. Like, we never got the real assessment of A.J. Green's injury last season from the second he got hurt until pretty much the time he was, realized that, he ain't going to play at all. So again, he's going to make $18 million. So I like these stories because it does show you a little bit of the power pull of some of these. Like, look, I think the Joe Burrow not going to Cincinnati story, I think, was one of the biggest overblown pre-draft stories that we've had in a while. I don't think there was really any hard evidence that he was considering it. I think there was some speculation. I think they took something his father said and kind of created their own narrative. I think we tend to do this a little bit. It keeps the conversation going. There's some slow parts of the NFL calendar. There's never any real dead sparts to the NFL calendar, but there are some slow sparts. spurts. And I think this was just one of them. There was a gap that needed to be filled. I think people kind of recreated what they wanted out of this. And I don't think there was much to it. But when you read about people saying, all right, look, Joe Burrow is chiming in on AJ Green, and now here the Bengals acting in something they might have done anyway, right? It wouldn't have, Joe Burrow or no Joe Burrow, they might have pulled this off anyway, but Burrow saying this and then it coming to fruition, it just allows people to kind of connect the dots in their own way. And I'll be honest with you, I'm doing it too, because I think it's a fun story. There's this kid out of LSU who's about ready to go in the league, and he may have orchestrated a wide receiver getting $18 million on a franchise tag. He just might have. I don't know. Who cares? It doesn't matter. But he's connected to the story. Like, you really, like, if you're a journalist and you're writing this story from the straight facts, right? The Cincinnati Bengals have franchised AJ Green. This is what it's going to cost him. Last season he didn't play. This is what he's been to the Bengals since his arrival and what, you know, name the year. But you can't have the story without some indication that Burrow has talked about this publicly before the franchise tag occurred.
Of course.
So you can't have one without the, I guess you could, but you really shouldn't. You have to throw in that Burrow made this comment ahead of time. So,
I think that was one of the things he spoke out about during his interviews.
Yeah,
because teams get to interview right. him at the combine, right?
That's right. Yeah,
he just said that. I want to make sure I have decent receivers.
Yeah, like AJ Green. In case you were wondering, Cincinnati, what you should do with him in the next couple of days? How about keeping him around for me? That would be nice.